course, this week was quite a biggie since we had the local municipal elections. On Monday, 8 million out of the 26 million registered voters took to the polls to elect who they think will steal the least amount of money and provide the most amount of service delivery in their ward and city. So if you were one of the 18 million people who decided not to vote, please don't ever rant on social media about how load shedding is annoying, because you have the power to choose someone else to govern Eskom, but decided you're happy with how things are going at the moment. But for the first time since South Africa became democratic, the ANC has received less than 50% of the national vote, 47.9% to be exact. But that still means 47.9% of people who voted believe that the ANC is doing a good job in their municipalities, so we still have a way to go. And who knows, maybe the ANC will begin to realize that they actually have to govern the country properly now. Nah, we know that won't happen. Now, in some rather different news, earlier this week, a naked woman walked into a Capitec bank branch wearing nothing but shoes and threw a bit of a tantrum. Apparently, she was a client and proceeded to throw a computer on the floor. Some are describing it as a booby trap, while others described it as an astonishing sight. Capitec has stated that this interesting incident will be investigated to determine why the woman did what she did. But all I know is that Capitec will become the first PG-18 rated bank. Now moving on to a man who is in the news mostly because he can now buy Finland if he wanted to. No, seriously, he could. Elon Musk. A while ago, the director of the UN's World Food Program, David Beasley, said the ultra wealthy should prevent 42, or could prevent rather, 42 million people from dying of hunger. He stated that a $6 billion donation would be able to help end world hunger, and called out the likes of Elon Musk in the process. Considering Musk is worth $300 billion, this shouldn't be an issue. But the legend that Elon is has subsequently come out to say that if the WFP could describe exactly, quote, how the donation would solve world hunger, he would sell Tesla stock right now and do it, end quote. In a follow-up tweet, Musk stated that the UN's plan must include, quote, open source accounting so the public sees precisely how the money is spent, end quote. So let's see what happens, eh? Maybe Jeff and Richard will jump on board as well instead of sending rich people who couldn't be bothered about poverty up into space. And that is what the heck happened this week.
When the f***ing red light doesn't want to turn green. I can't get no satisfaction. And when road rage is your only option.
Technical term is road rage.
Relax, dude. Relax,
don't you worry. The Bickett End Drive Show will make the drive home lacquer.
You're listening to The Drive Show.
Bickett End.
More than just radio.